Well, I didn't want to bother you, but I guess you got my message on the Custer's amendment. I had read the first draft, and I think through the second, but I apparently had dropped off the last five pages, which had the Custer's amendment, of course, discussed. I have an honest idea about cutting down the length of the discussion and so forth, because I don't want to protest too much. I mean, I don't want to make the case too strongly against it, which I think the first draft does. In the way it's developed, which you said, they stated the way I did, you know, when I say the way you just said it, but at this time it's not the right remedy. Yeah, I went through the whole thing again after I talked to you, and I don't know what he's going to come up with in the next draft, but I've got a number of editorial changes that will happen. But the main thing is that I'm thinking that what may need to be done from an editorial standpoint is to move almost the entire conclusion, or at least the major things, up front. In other words, to start right out with the purpose of this is to do this, and maybe you're putting in the conclusion again. The point is that just doing it in an orderly way has got a pretty good start, but you know, when you do it in an orderly, responsible way, you don't write the story for the guys well enough. And my inclination is that I'm going to do the next thing wrong. Well, certainly, the way that you can do all the stuff about Title I is simply to say, in Los Angeles, in New York, in Kansas City, et cetera, there, this and that, and the other, and you cut out eight pages right there. Yeah. But you see, I think all of that business about, which of course is a tortured way of saying that, proving something that I don't really believe. I just don't think we ought to do it. I mean, this is apparently from ATW. But the one thing for sure, and the other thing I was going to say is that I really want to beef up where he says that there's been about the fact that there have been a number of court decisions on this time that you could put that in a much more dramatic and effective way by saying that it's a chaotic situation in the courts. It's a maze of contradiction, confusion, and frustration, something like that, and that it's time for the Congress to step in and do this and that. I mean, I really think the courts have to be picked up the ass. You have to give a lot of what did this court did that, that court did. What do you think? Maybe so. That court does this. That's all right. Yes, you can get one, but I wouldn't put in 10 pages of it, you see. The difficulty is that this statement, I think, shouldn't go at such great length and such tortured business about this and that, because really, it doesn't prove all that. All it proves is confusion to me. Well, just a second, I'm going to do a couple. It's very important to make this point more strongly that we can make a statement about the lost generation. How many blacks would never benefit from busing if you had no idea? And therefore, we're leading into the education with the money. Where is the most good in terms of quality education? And that is more busing, but frankly, improving education for the blacks live. I think, too, that the line that is used, that there should be no retreat from racial equality. That's a bad phrase, this racial equality that you know about. It's equality of opportunity or something. There's racial equality is something that's been small matters of much. And where I talk on page 2, the 21st month of course, I just simply say it's a chaotic maze of confusion, contradiction, and frustration with unequal treatment between districts, between states, and between regions of the country. And the victims are those we are supposed to help, the children. Victims, the racial tension, emotional stress, etc., are those we are supposed to help. Parity of action now that the country can't wait for the court. I think we ought to make the point. I mean, I think this is a little bit too much aimed at the South, but I think the point is that it may well be entering a period from where the problem may be the North rather than the South. There's more problems than the South, the people that are going. It's over at page 35. But some action is going to be taken. If it's taken to supercharge the emotional content, it will be the wrong action. So let the Congress deliver the content responsibly action. And let us provide the time for that kind of action. A little more directly that way. So it's quite kind of softly. Race of it is very, very, tends to be a little fuzzy and soft. And you've got to stay with more directly. Also, the necessity of avoiding another argument for monetary, the unfairness for any period of time of some, because they happen to be the victims of certain court decisions, of some being subjected to busting and some not. And that's not right. What we need is something that applies to all areas of the country, all states, all districts, as much as possible, equally. Equal treatment of races is, of course, a constitutional principle, but equal treatment of all children in all states, all regions, is also a constitutional principle. Another point is that, with regard to this business of the monetary, 1 year of, say, that transportation, which is excessive and which is detrimental to a child's education, is wrong, because 1 year out of a child's life may be too important to be lost. Very strongly, too, the male appointment of Brown, as I said earlier. Brown addressed itself to education. He makes the point that this made quite strongly. Small revision of my page 3 of this second draft. Shift the focus from more transportation to better education. That's what it does. And page 4, in the area of raise educational need, rather than transportation. Now, another thing is that you use rather loosely all through here the word progress. Undo all the progress to achieve 1985. Some period to go further and you set a motion to change the verbal to let you do all the progress that means to keep in that generation. What kind of progress? Progress toward equality of educational opportunity. I think it's very important to really get across the fact that, that there are a hell of a lot of lives in those points that are fully funded. There, on page 6, you can say there are rightly reasons for opposing busing, and they're wrong. And most people oppose it for reasons that were nothing to do with race. I would put it there, and most people, including many blacks as well as whites, oppose it for reasons that have nothing to do with race. Always stick it in there so that, and not the establishment of blacks and white, but the club or the dealers. Now, there's an awful lot of good stuff in there, as I said, I'm on page 22, we call it an equal opportunity broadening the scope. I make it much more blunt. We've got one. And what are we going to do with it? What's going to help our objective of better education for blacks? Most. More busing, more long running, where 75% of the blacks that lost generation who will never be affected by busing. And by God, we're going to put it there. I think it ought to be said. With regard to policy questions, I noticed that on 24 research, whether the tax decisions would be included, I don't know about that. That's something that I think is something worth But when you get down to page 27, California has reported that, New York State reported that, Kansas City reported that, Ohio reported that. All that, that's right. And it's that plus some 10,000 disadvantaged students in the world. It doesn't prove a damn thing. None of them prove anything for sure, do they? And then, let's just say that they're just going to have $300 a week, and you say, what are they going to do, and that's fine. Coming to the other point, so on page 37, on the right, therefore, whatever relief is provided would be only in the future, not now. What is needed is action now. The constitutional amendment group completely fails to meet this need. Talk about hope. Another thing about what he talks about it again. What I would say is this. This administration can put a certain amount of time in the way to prepare the job and how to do the schools. Now, I think we're all American. It is our record, not our record, which demonstrates our commitment. And that's a good line. It is our record, not our record. And then I would just go on to say, we have achieved more school segregation than last year. We have taken the lead in opening up higher education. We have taken unprecedented measures for it. We have brought more members of the minority to federal service. We have provided more support. See what I mean? Rather than this, the commons and this and that. Very weak the way it is, but if you're going to make the damn point, it is our record rather than our record that demonstrates our commitment. I should think that's or even, I put each one paragraph, if you think, you know, it sticks out for the press will pick it up. But all in all, I think it's pretty, but I'm not sure that that it would be very much strengthened if like almost any speech, and that's what this is, you might put, rather than going through all the analysis and so forth, and coming to a laying way at the end, about the rest, except I would say that in this message, that I believe, this, I'm calling for a moratorium. I'm calling for that, I'm calling for that, I'll let you know why. I'm inclined to put the conclusion at the end, but maybe not do that. You have to write it for them, but it makes it stronger. In other words, I would take his, I think you put the general stuff at the beginning, but then around page two or three, and specifically, on page three is where I put, now I propose to Congress, now accept responsibility, use authority given on the court of command. And then, rather than I propose to Congress, and the purpose of my recommendations are as follows, 1, 2, 3, 4, to conclude. And then go on to say, of equal education, on the back kind of say, this is the government, this is the government. So he's got it up there already, but I'm inclined to think that maybe it's that, but I don't know. And maybe it's well, it may be except that I think that without discussing the acts or what this faith, the goals of what I'm recommending how to take it again and that's how I really ask so forth and go on here. Mm-hmm. I really have to be that about fussing. Now, with regard to the general trust, I am inclined to think, John, that you're right about the fact that we, that we really have to have the hard line moratorium and also the hard line on the public secretary. Are those the 2.3 that may be a major issue? What Garment calls the trade-offs. So that we can swap over to the fact that. I don't think it's believable. I see no reason why you can't say that every child is entitled to quality life. Yeah, that, but I don't know when we go into this business of due rights. Also, the right of each plaintiff to do that, I don't like that. I don't like the right of the Justice Department to get into these kind of cases. You know, I think that's bad business. Bad business. Yeah, that they would, that the location of the school was on page, there's a whole list in there, actually. Right. already says constructed and those schools are the, or the closing of inferior schools and the creation or revision of attendance on the grade structure, that's certainly not. I don't know where the hell it is. In those schools, that's a lot of things. Well, now, what is your suggestions to what the plan of action we talked today in the morning, will you? Don't rush it, because, we have to go either, we have to go Friday for sure, and, right, and Thursday maybe, and Tuesday, and what's next. I'm speaking that, the structure and any attendant, as far as changing the inclusion, if you can, the rest, there's no way to talk about that, I'll get that myself, when I see it fine, I just step around, but even, the reason he isn't is that he isn't satisfied with the subject of the decision. Go back to a sophomore part, and I want to create all this. And I had realized what you just now said, that most of that trade off through that Pandora's box of two dollars. That draft, you want to take this? Yeah, well, I'm not the hell of that. I'm not for that. But we don't want to fight off more than we need to now. Maybe that'll come later. But I think the creating that is, first of all, let me just say, except for a very few, you know, professional liberals who make my friends, as far as put it right on the way it is. God damn it, we don't believe in busing, do we? Isn't that it? And if we don't believe busing, gets it a problem. So we'll put a hell of a lot of money into improving schools for people where they are. I didn't see the Mexican American thing in this draft. It's the first draft. It's in the first draft. But if we're going to do this, I mean, if we think it means anything, why not put it in? What do you think? That's a hell of a lot of work. I don't think you can have a draft in all of your words. You know, you got one. So what do you want to say? Shall we say 7 o'clock tomorrow night? Now, one thing, I think it's very important so that I don't have Elliot and Lynn and others start to, first, I don't want to leave. That's all I need a decision. But second, I don't want to the lobby to understand that, you know, I heard all the arguments. Do you agree? Yeah. And then just say, well, these are things I want to see options for, but I don't want to get a, I don't want to put out the newspaper shunt before I do things, and we just decided to throw it out there and do those things. Now, I know the concern expressed in lawyers will be lying, say what they say. In my view, nothing better could happen. I'll tell you why, but what you were asking about, I said, I understand. They were not elected. I was. I think that's the way to handle it. Don't you agree? If they were elected, I was. And people never like this. They don't like this. Move in another direction. This idea that we have to be maybe hostage to a group of lawyers or experts, maybe keep that idea right so they can help. Thank you. sites.
We do what we want.
Yeah. Okay, fine, fine.